मातुजी, हरे कृष्णा। आई वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज टू आवर भक्ति संगा जपा कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल ऑफ आवर चैतन्य चिंतामृता सेशन। एंड टुडे वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव विद अस हर ग्रेस कीर्तिदा सुंदरी माताजी टू एनलिटन ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ चैतन्य चरितामृत अंत्यलीला 18.102 वर्सेस ऑनवर्स। हरे कृष्णा कीर्तिदा सुंदरी माताजी, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माई हम्बल ऑबिसेंसेस। ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड गुरु महाराज। थैंक यू सो मच माताजी फॉर जॉइनिंग द सेशन एंड गिविंग योर वेरी वैल्यूबल टाइम एंड एसोसिएशन दिस मॉर्निंग एंड एनलाइटनिंग ऑन द टॉपिक। आई हैंड ओवर द कॉल टू यू माताजी। हरे कृष्ण।
हरे कृष्ण, जस्ट गिव मी अ मिनट। हरे कृष्ण एवरीवन, थैंक यू ऑल सो मच फॉर जॉइनिंग। थैंक यू सो मच फॉर ऑल योर वैल्यूएबल एसोसिएशन एंड थैंक यू श्यामा सुप्रिया माताजी फॉर वेरी काइंडली वेलकमिंग एवरीबॉडी। थैंक यू एवरीवन। सो वी विल स्टार्ट नाउ। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैता चंद्र जय गौरा भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैता चंद्र जय गौरा भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैता चंद्र जय गौरा भक्त वृंद। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिचारुस्वामिनिति नामिनि स्निग्धचैतासुप्रणीता वाग्मीमांसरसाप्रदं प्रपादगता प्राणानामि भक्तिचारुपदं। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिनि नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखम करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपहातं हम वंदे श्री गुरु दीन तारिणं गुरुवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय यत् कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। ओके, थैंक यू ऑल सो मच फॉर जॉइनिंग। सो आई रियली बेग ईच एंड एवरी वन ऑफ यू टू प्लीज शावर योर हार्टफेल्ट प्रेयर्स ब्लेसिंग्स एंड विशेस so that I can speak something relevant to the subject matter of Chaitanya Charitamrita and maybe able to convey the right message as conveyed by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and our dear Srila Prabhupada through his excellent translations. So please bless me. Vancha kalpatirubhyascha kripa sindhu vaivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Okay, so I'll share my screen. So this is chapter 18, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, chapter 18. And today we'll start with text number 102. Vrindavan Tarulata अद्भुत ताहर कथा बड़ा मासा धरे भोला भाला। वृंदावन देवी गणा कुंज दासी यता जना भला पाड़ी आनिया सकाला। ट्रांसलेशन, इन वृंदावन द ट्रीज एंड क्रीपर्स आर वंडरफुल बिकॉज थ्रू आउट द एंटायर ईयर they produce all kinds of fruits and flowers. The gopis and maid servants in the bowers of Vrindavan picked these fruits and flowers and brought them before Radha and Krishna. So let's see the context. We have been, in the Sajatiya Sangha, where all of us are like-minded, and we have been reading Chaitanya Charitamrita right from Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, and now we are towards the end of Antya Leela. So, Krishna willing, we'll end this chapter today, and tomorrow we'll start with the second last chapter of this whole Granth, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is 19th chapter of Antya Leela. So almost we are at the end, and we know that in Antya Leela pastimes, Mahaprabhu in his Radha Bhav, he is depicting all kinds of ecstatic emotions, and there are so many esoteric subject matter that it's very difficult for a conditioned soul, especially like myself, to comprehend that mood or to understand, you know, what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wants to say, or even to understand the pastimes of our divine couple, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So, Mahaprabhu, you know, we know the context that how the fisherman caught Mahaprabhu, and then fisherman thought that he has been haunted by a ghost, but so he was just chanting Hari Hari, and he was actually touched by Mahaprabhu, and so even the touching of Mahaprabhu's unconscious body, practically, apparently, and you know, it was unconscious, but Mahaprabhu was in his deeper consciousness. So as soon as he touched that body, he got that Krishna prema. So that's the potency of Mahaprabhu. He's none other than Radha and Krishna. So finally, you know, Swarup Damodar Goswami met him, and you know, he told that, no, you don't touch that body because he's a ghost. And he gave the elaborate description that how that body looks like, and it has been elongated, or the joints are being loosened and the body is slackened. But finally, Swarup Damodar Goswami came to know that, you know, he must have, you know, in his net, he must have caught Mahaprabhu himself. So he went, they all went, and they finally saw Mahaprabhu, and they started, you know, with the tumultuous sound, they started shouting this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this way they were shouting in the ears of Mahaprabhu, and finally Mahaprabhu came back to his bahya consciousness, to his external consciousness, but not pure external consciousness, not total, but you know, Mahaprabhu came back into his partial external consciousness. So we know that how Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has already described in the previous verses, in the previous chapters, that whenever Mahaprabhu goes into these ecstatic symptoms, you know, all these devotees, you know, they will feel some kind of anxiety of losing Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu will become totally unconscious, and they will become, they'll have anxiety in themselves that what happened to Mahaprabhu, is Mahaprabhu still alive or not? So this kind of anxieties they will have, and they will chant very, very loudly in the ears of Mahaprabhu, and then Mahaprabhu will come back to his external consciousness. And sometimes Mahaprabhu back into his partial external consciousness, where he will remember what he was, where he was, and where his consciousness was, and what he was seeing. He'll remember everything, and he'll dictate and he'll describe everything to Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramanandarai. But sometimes, especially when Mahaprabhu saw that sand dune, and he went, so at that time when he saw that all the senior Brahmananda Pandit and Paramananda Puri, when they are also accompanying at that time, Mahaprabhu felt little hesitant in describing what he was seeing and what his consciousness was and where he was. So he would come directly into his external, pure external, total external consciousness, and he'll just behave like a normal being, and he will carry out his regular duty, you know, that as a sannyasi. So that was the whole, you know, thing, that always Mahaprabhu shows up. But this time, you know, when Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramananda Rai and all other devotees, when they went, and they basically sang this Maha Mantra into the ears of Mahaprabhu very, very loudly. So Mahaprabhu came back into his bahya consciousness, partial external consciousness, and Mahaprabhu could remember, and he was saying, I was in Vrindavan, I was seeing Radha and Krishna, I was seeing their water sport pastimes, and how Krishna was, he performed beautiful Rasalila with all his gopis, including Srimati Radharani. And then after that, just to regenerate themselves, they all went to the banks of Yamuna, and there they had their water sport pastime. So that, I hope you must have gone through all those verses yesterday. And so after that pastime, what happened, that Mahaprabhu wants to still describe further. So he's describing now, you know, that what happened after the water sport pastimes, because after that pastime, all the gopis, they came out, and now they want to, they dress themselves. They dress themselves nicely with, you know, fragrant flowers. And, you know, they made a small jeweled cottage for the divine couple, and they arranged best clothing and best dressing for Radha and Krishna also, and they dressed them nicely with the fragrant flowers, with green leaves, forest flowers, and all the other kinds of ornaments. So they took this opportunity to dress the divine couple. So after that, dressing them and nicely making a proper seat for them in that jeweled cottage, that kunja that they made. After that, what they were doing, what other gopis were doing, that Mahaprabhu is describing from here onwards. So this is the whole context. So now he's saying, Vrindavane tharulata adbhuta tahara katha vada mase dhare phula phala. So now Kaviraj Goswami is describing about, of course, Mahaprabhu is describing, but we are seeing through the eyes of Kaviraj Goswami. So Mahaprabhu is saying that Vrindavan Tharulata. Vrindavan, we know that one means forest, and Vrinda means the forest of Vrindadevi. But there are so many trees and creepers other than Vrindadevi. So Tharulata, Taru means trees, and Lata means creepers. Adbhuta Tahara Katha is saying they are wonderful. You know, Tahara Katha means their story is wonderful. Why the trees, the story of the trees of Vrindavan is wonderful? Bara Mase Dhare Phula Phala. Bara Mase means all the 12 months. 12 months they are having this phool and phala. They are having these flowers and fruits. They bear flower and fruits. So these are the potency of the trees of Vrindavan, or the creepers of Vrindavan. Like we see that in other places other than Vrindavan, especially for those who are in US, we have this fall season, right? So when there is a fall season, not a single leaf is there on the tree. All the tree grows, you know, they go barren. But when the summer comes, they again, you know, get flourished with the green leaves and green fruits, the green leaves and different kinds of fruits. But Mahaprabhu is saying that Vrindavan trees, well, they are, their story is altogether different. Why? Because 12 months they will bear fruits and flowers. So they don't get impacted with the summer, winter, or rainy seasons or autumn season, right? So they are always bearing these fruits and flowers. Why? Because the trees in Vrindavan, they are not the ordinary trees. They are wish-fulfilling trees, right? They are Kalpataru. So what is Kalpataru? Kalpataru is, taru means trees, kalpa means wish fulfilling tree, right? Do you have any desire? Like if you go to a mango tree, definitely if you ask for a mango in a mango season, you'll get a mango. But if you go to a mango tree and ask for grapes, you will get grapes also. So these are the wish fulfilling trees, right? And Vrindavan, all the trees are wish fulfilling trees. Till now, they are wish fulfilling trees. Now someone can say, when I go to Vrindavan, I don't just stand in front of a tree and ask for it and my wish gets fulfilled. Well, again, it depends upon which consciousness we are approaching. If we are really conditioned, then what to talk about trees, we will not have the right mood to understand Vrindavan. The dham, the Vrindavan dham, the land of Vrindavan, that also we will not be able to understand. These trees are not the ordinary trees. They are the real spiritual beings who have descended right from the spiritual world. Example is given that just like if you see the president of this country, suppose like nowadays it's a Joe Biden, right? If Joe Biden has to go to India and he has to go to visit India, so can he goes just Just he can take a flight like we all take a flight and go. No, he cannot go that, right? He'll have his own private plane and he'll have his own security entourage because he cannot trust the security of other country. And there also, the whole hotel will be booked only for the president of the country. It's not that, you know, the only one room or maybe few rooms will be booked. The whole place will be booked and there will be all neatness and cleanliness will be maintained. And he will come with whole office entourage. And so many preparations from the other government has to make when the president of another country has to come. So it's not that suddenly, you know, one day he decides that tomorrow I'm going and so he goes. No, it takes planning. It takes planning, right? So even he has to inform a few months ago that he has planned to come. He has planned to visit. And the president of another country has to make all kinds of arrangement, you know, that, okay, person is coming. So, you know, they have to make all kinds of arrangements where he's going to stay, what he's going to eat, how the roads will be and how he'll travel. And he will come with his own entourage. He'll have his own car even there. So a lot of arrangements, you know, has to be needed. Similarly, now here, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has to descend. You know, he has to descend. So do you think that he'll decide, okay, tomorrow I'm coming? No, that won't happen. So when he has to come and perform his lila, it has to be decided way back, right? So therefore, when Brahma with all the other demigods, they approached, Krishna told them that I'll come as Krishna in the land of Vrindavan as the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. So he told all the demigods, you better go and, you know, already start preparing. So you take, you know, you go in and take birth in the Yadu dynasty so that means the whole entourage has to come along with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there, you know, even some spiritual beings decided that they want to become the trees of Vrindavan. No. So they are also well planned. Even the grass in Vrindavan is well planned. That grass is also a living spiritual being because Krishna is supposed to walk on that grass. So it cannot be some ordinary living being, right? So all the spiritual beings, they decide to come. So therefore, and voluntarily, it's not something forced. You know, when we take birth, we are forced. But when somebody on the order of Krishna, they are taking birth in the land of Vrindavan. It's all voluntarily. So few living beings, they decided that they want to become tree in Vrindavan just to serve Shri Shri Radha and Krishna, just to serve the divine couple. So see the mood. That's the mood. And therefore, when they come, now they cannot themselves deprive from any services. They are wish-fulfilling trees. So just for the pleasure, for the satisfaction, for the happiness of the divine couple, these trees will bear fruits and flowers 12 months. They'll not get impacted with any kind of season. So that's what Mahaprabhu is saying, that their katha, their story, the story of the trees and the creepers of Vrindavan is adbhut, is so wonderful. It's inconceivable that Baramase Dhare Pula Pala, the 12 months they will give flowers and fruits. Vrindavana Devi Gana Kunja Dasi Yata Jana. And all the gopis of Vrindavan, they are the Kunja Dasis, right? They are the maid servants. So they will make nice kunjas. They made actually what Mahaprabhu is seeing, he is narrating, right? So they made a beautiful kunjas and there, phalapadi aniya sakala. And what they are doing, they are picking varieties of fruits from the varieties of trees and they are collecting it and they are bringing in that kunja to serve Radha and Krishna. Next, we'll see that how they are serving. So let's read the translation. In Vrindavan, the trees and creepers are wonderful because throughout the entire year, they produce all kinds of fruits and flowers. The gopis and maidservants and the bowers of Vrindavan, kunjas of Vrindavan, picked these fruits and flowers and brought them before Radha and Krishna. So we can just imagine that how we also, when we prepare some bhoga, right, when there is some festival in the temple. So the divine couple is there in the temple in his archa vigra form. They are non-different from Radha and Krishna. It's just that we need the eyes to see. So that's why it is like, yeah, I I disconnected with the point where I was saying that when we go to Vrindavan, we don't feel those trees are wish fulfilling trees because we are not having that eyes, we are not having that mood, we are not having that consciousness where we can approach to a tree. They are also divine personalities, right? So to approach them, we have to have the right consciousness. So even to enter the dham, we have to have the right consciousness. So we have to not see the dham with our eyes, but we have to hear. We have to see dham through our ears. When we hear about the glorification of dham, that's the right way to see dham in the right perspective. So moving forward, you know, I was telling that, you know, when we have Archavigra in our temple and we make the bhoga for the lordships, there is a way to present bhoga. It's not just we cut some fruits, we make something, we put it untidily, and we just offer and take it to the altar. Everything has to be neat and cleanly placed. You know, that's how we have to offer bhoga, not only to the regular guest, but here we are offering to the divine couple. Even some guests come to our home and we offer it with some etiquettes, right? We offer with a bowl, with a spoon, with a fork, and nicely arranged plate. So this is how we should offer. These are the basic etiquettes. But now here, if we have to offer to the divine couple, how we can just put random things in the random plate and we can offer? We cannot, right? It has to be very neatly arranged and placed. So that's how even the gopis, they are setting the mood for all of us. What they're saying. Uttama samskara kari bada bada thali bhari ratna mandira pindara upare bhakshena krama kari dariya che shari shari age asana basi bartare. Uttama samskara kari. Uttama means topmost. In a topmost way, they'll clean everything. What? They'll clean all the big plates. Bada bada thali. You know, big plates. They'll clean nicely and they will bhari. And then they fill that plates with fruits, with the washed, cleaned fruits that they have picked from the trees and creepers. Ratna mandira pindara upare, and in the house of jewels, that cottage that they have made, they'll make a kind of a platform, you know, like we have a table, right? In this Kali Yuga, we use a table and chair, or a dining table or chair to eat, right? So they will make a nice platform on which they'll place these plates. Bhakshenera kramankari, and for eating arrangement, what will they do? They will keep like one plate and then one plate. They'll make an arrangement. They'll make a proper arrangement and proper sitting place along with it, where they can sit down and they can eat. In front of them, there will be a table, a kind of a raised platform. And on that, there will be plates. And that plates will be nicely arranged with the washed, cleaned fruits and flowers. So this is how, you know, the gopis of Vrindavan are doing it. So the gopis peeled all the fruits, you know, they'll peel those fruits which has to be peeled. They'll peel those fruits, they'll nicely cut it and place them together on large plates on a platform on a jeweled cottage. In a jeweled cottage, they arrange the fruit in orderly rows for eating, and in front of it, they'll make a place to sit. So even in our temple, when we cut various kinds of fruits, right, when there is a fruit offering normally at 4 o'clock, and morning also sometimes, you know, during breakfast, darshanarti, we offer some fruits. So when we cut the fruits, it's not that we take a big plate and we put haphazardly, you know, the apples are there, mangoes are there, and guava is there, or, you know, different kinds of fruits or grapes or strawberries or berries, and we just keep it randomly. No, we have to take it separately. We have to arrange nicely. Like we have to, in one bowl, we have to put mangoes, in one bowl, we can put apples and then banana and then berries and then strawberries. So this way we have to arrange nicely. So why we are reading this? Chaitanya Charitamrita is describing us that how we can imply all these verses in our sadhaka life. So here we are getting the opportunity in the temple to serve. So why not, you know, apply all these teachings in our life and serve the Archa Vigraha of the divine couple in the temple? So that way, you know, we'll get to learn that this is how we have to orderly arrange. And why only in the temple? We all have deities at home also. So at home also, we can follow the same pattern, the same protocol, you know. We can follow the same thing that we have. Whenever we offer food to the Lord, even at home, we should make it a point to order, to offer it very, very neatly, nicely, in the nice clean plates. And in an orderly fashion, we should try to offer these foods. Or whatever food offering we are making, we should offer it nicely. Now, Kaviraj Goswami will be describing that what kind of different fruits they offered. So that's so interesting. Eka nari kala nana jati, eka amra nana bhati, kala koli vivedha prakara, panasha khajura kamla naranga jama santara draksha badama mayo yatara. So see, now you all maybe can participate. I hope you all can unmute. If you know a few fruits, if you know in your language, that what do you call them? So narikela, we all know what is narikela. Narikela is coconut, right?
Coconut.
Yeah, thank you.
In our language is kopuru.
So eka narikela nana jati. So narikela is a coconut, and that too varieties of coconut. It's not that the one type of coconut they are offering. Varieties of coconut. And even if we see varieties of coconut, some are like very not fully ripened, some are like less ripened, some are unripe. So in unripe, you have only water, you know, in that coconut. So eka narikala nana jati. So they offer it, this coconut of varieties. Eka amra nana bhati. And then all the offer amra.
Mango.
Right, the raw mango. Raw mango, right? And that too of varieties, because especially in India, you'll have varieties of mangoes. There are so many names of mangoes. So all those varieties will have unripe mango, right? So eka amra nana bhati, various types of those keris, those unripe mangoes, especially those unripe mangoes are used to make pickles, jams, you know. So those kind of amra they will offer. Kala kholi. Kala, Prabhupada is mentioning as banana. So kholi is berries. Basically, kholi is a typical type of bear that you get, especially in North India. I'm from North, so I know. Especially in Vrindavan, you'll get that kholi. Here, Prabhupada is just mentioning as berries. But it's a kholi is a kind of a specific bear that normally comes during February, March season. And, these days, on definitely those times, you know, 12 months, they are bearing fruits and flowers. Trees are so wonderful. So kholi is a kind of a bear, you know, that they offered. And that too, vivida prakara, different varieties. So every fruit has different varieties. And they took all the varieties and they offered. Panasha is a jackfruit. You all know that. Khajura is date. And then kamala. Kamala is...
tangerine.
Yeah.
It's santara.
Yeah, not exactly santara, because see, it says kamala, naranga, jama and santara. So they have mentioned separately. So these are all different brands of the citrus fruit, which comes
Mataji,
in.
For oranges, we call them kamala, Mataji. Usually we call it kamala.
So yeah. Oranges is kamala. So there are three types, you know, see kamala, naranga and santara. All these three are basically a breed of oranges only. Like here also we have navel orange, then we have different oranges, then baby oranges. Right?
Minuelos and
Masambi.
So there are brands, you know, different breeds, but they are the same orange citrus fruits. So this is how they are offering kamala, naranga, jama. Jama is Prabhupada is translating as blackberries, but jama is basically jamun. I don't know how many of you know about jamun.
Yes, Mataji.
Yeah. It's a jambu. Purple color. Yeah, it's a purple color. When you eat, even your tongue becomes purple. So it's so beautiful, you know. When I was reading it, I was totally absorbed in these verses. That so many varieties of fruits are being offered to the divine couple. So jama, santara, then draksha. Draksha is grapes. And badama, Prabhupada is translating as almonds. But if you see a Bengali language, badama also refers to peanuts.
Really?
Yeah. So peanuts or badam is basically in Hindi colloquial language, we say almonds as badam. Then maya is like meva. Right? Like the dried fruits. Right. So, not only nuts like cashews and almonds, but dried fruits like we get here, right? Dried apricot, dried plum, and dried cranberries. So these are the maya, the dried fruits, you know? So everything was nicely placed and nicely cleaned, washed, peeled, and nicely offered to the divine couple. So among the fruits, there were varieties of coconuts, mangoes, bananas, berries, jackfruits, dates, tangerines, orange, blackberries, santaras, grapes, almonds, and all different kinds of fruits, dried fruits. So beautiful. Another, it's not ending here, it's going further. Kharmuja rishi katala keshura pani phala marnala bilva pilu dadim dadi dhyata kona deshe karakhyati vrindavana sabha prapti saharsha jati lekhaya yakata. So kharmuja is the musk melon, right? The kharmuja or the cantaloupe that you get here. It's a musk melon, right? And shirika, Prabhupada has translated it as shirika fruit, but exactly I was trying to find what is shirika and I couldn't. If somebody can help me with that. Anuradha Mataji, do you know what's there in Bengali, what you call shirika?
No, but what did Prabhupada translate, Mataji? I didn't know.
Shirika. Prabhupada translates shirika as shirika only.
Because some names are that fruits may not be still existing or something.
No, they like are that. Existing. They it's are? Not that they are not existing. Mm-hmm. They are still existing because I know that if you go to proper Mayapur Dham, there is a place where, you know, they will give you all kind of fruits and sweets that are mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it's still there.
Maybe we know it by some other name.
Yeah, maybe some other name. Because here the proper Bengali is being used by Krishna. Yeah.
Maybe papaya, Mataji? Papaya?
I really don't know about this. What is shirika fruit? So this is, let's leave it as it is. Then tal is the palm fruit, the talavan, the famous pastime. We know that talavan, Krishna went, Dhenukasura was killed. So that is the tala fruit. And Keshura also, Prabhupada has just written Keshura fruit. That also I don't know. And then Pani Phala, Prabhupada has written a fruit produced in the water of rivers. So basically Pani Phala in our side, especially in Vrindavan, in UP side, it is Singhara. I don't know how many of you know that Pani Phala is a Singhara because it grows inside the water, right? So especially in when we have Ekadashis, we eat Singhora Atta, right? The Singhora flour. So that is what is Singhara. That is what is
maybe Singhara. Water chestnut, maybe?
A what?
Water chestnut?
Water chestnut. Yeah, I think so. Yes. Thank you, Panishri.
In Bengali, we call it Jal Singhara, Mataji. That's Jal is water.
Padipala. Yes. And Rinala is again a fruit from the lotus flowers. I don't know that. Bilva, we all know. Bilva Patra, you know, Bilva is actually the leaves of Bilva, which is offered to Lord Shiva. Then Pilu fruit, we have all read about the Pilu fruit, famous pastimes of Jagananda Pandit. When Jagananda Pandit was coming back from Vrindavan and Sanatan Goswami gave him the Shila and he also gave him some Pilu fruits. And when he brought those Pilu fruits to Jagannath Puri, there is a very hilarious pastimes that, you know, the Pilu fruit was served to all of them, all the devotees. But those who know about Vrindavan, they know that how to eat. So they will just eat and they'll remove the seed and they'll throw. But those devotees who are from Bengal, they'll put the whole fruit in their mouth and then chew the seeds also. And when they chew the sweets, it's so sour. It really tastes very bad. So they were just spitting out. So that's how, you know, this is what is pilu fruits. We all read that famous pastimes in the previous verses. Then dadimbadi. Dadim is actually the pomegranate, right? And badi means the seeds of pomegranate. So they were nicely taking out the seeds of pomegranate and nicely they served. Kona desha kara khyati, you know, there are, as you are also from different states, you know, we have different names of the different fruits. So therefore, he is also saying that various places, these fruits are named in various ways. But Vrindavana sabha prapti, in Vrindavan, everything is available. Why? Because the trees are the wish-fulfilling desire trees. Sahasra jati lekhayana kata. So this Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that there are so many thousands of varieties of such fruits that it's very hard for him to fully describe them. So lekhayana kata, who can describe them? Because they have varieties. First of all, there are varieties of fruits. Then each variety, there are different varieties. Right? So there were
Mataji, Shirika fruit, have you seen it, Mataji? Google shows it's a passion fruit. Passion fruit, you know the passion fruit? Have you seen passion fruit, Mataji?
No. Do we get it here? No.
Yeah, here, I don't know. India, I've seen you make lot of thing also, especially in South. Passion fruit is there, Mataji. It will have lots of seeds. And that's what it shows for Shirika.
Maybe you can take a screenshot and share it on the
chat. I'll send it on chat. Okay, sure, Mataji. Yeah.
So there were cantaloupe, shirikas, palm fruits, keshuras. And if you find keshura also, that what is keshura? Just find, because otherwise keshura is just, you know, with some milk, sugar.
Mataji, if you put the K silent, then it will be strika. And strika means sitafal.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Shirika can be that, what do you call? Forgetting the name.
I think it's called
custard apple.
Yes. Wow, thank you. Shirika is a custard apple, yes. Sitapal or you Sharifa, you know, you call it with different names. Very good. Thank you, Karunika Gopika Mataji. Shirika is actually the custard apple. Yeah. So if somebody can find Keshura, that will be good. Okay. So there were cantaloupe, shirikas, palm fruits, kesuras, water fruits, lotus fruits, bells, pilus, pomegranates, and many others. Some of them were variously known in different places, but in Vrindavan, all of them are always available, and in so many thousands of varieties that no one can fully describe them. Moving on next. I think so. Oh, we are already 11:38. So much to cover. Anyway, text 106. Now, these are all the sweets that has been described. So let's participate in this also. Ganga jala amrit ke li piyusha granthi karpura ke karpuri amrita padama chini khanda shira sara vriksha ghare kari nana bhaksha radha yaha krishna lagi ani. So these are the sweets. Now they have not made sweets in the forest. It says radha yaha krishna lagi ani. So Srimati Radharani at home only has made various kind of sweetmeats and have brought to the forest, you know. So now they are opening their whole tiffin boxes that they have. So what Radharani has prepared with so much of love and devotion, now that is also being offered by all the gopis, all the maidservants. So what are these? Ganga Jala. Now Ganga Jala is a sweetmeat that Prabhupada translate as Ganga Jala. So Ganga Jala is basically a kind of a sweet, but it is filled with the sugar syrup. It is filled. It's not a kind of a rasagulla, you can say, but it's a sweet, but a kind of a sandesh you can think of, but it is full of this sugar syrup. That is what is Ganga Jala. Amrita Keli, we know again, the same pastime. Amrita Keli is when we saw that pastime of Madhavendra Puri, he went and in Chirchor Gopinath, that kheer that was stolen by the Gopinath is what is Amrita Keli. So it is totally condensed milk. You know, the maybe a liter of milk is boiled down to maybe a cup or 2 cups of milk. So that way it is condensed. So that's what is Amrita Keli. Piyusha Granthi, again, I don't know, but Piyusha, I think so in Bengali is water. Am I right? I don't know. Piyusha in
it's a nectar.
It's a nectar.
Right? Amrita.
Yeah. Amrita. So Granthi is condensed. Again, that nectar condensed. I really don't know. So poor in this. Karpura Keli. Karpura is, again, we know that it is camphor, right? So Karpura Keli. So laddus that are made of camphor. Sharapuri. Sharapuri, again, Prabhupada says, a sweet made of, milk.
It's Amrit. Like puri. Puri made with white flour. And then powdered sugar is over sprinkled. That's called Sharapuri.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Kamodaki Mataji. Right? So Mataji said the puri is made. And I think so that flour is being binded with that milk and some sugar is there. So that is Sarapuri. What? Right. Amriti, I know. Amarti, right? We call it as Amarti in our local colloquial language in UP. So Amriti is again like a higher version of jalebi. That is what
in Bengali we call it Amriti. Here Prabhupada,
yeah, Amriti. It's Amriti only. Yeah. But in our UP,
it is made of rice flour.
Yeah. And then Padmachini we all know, right? We eat in fasting also. Padma is the lotus seeds, the makhana, you get it, right? So it is lotus seed. So that is also being done. Khanda Shira Shara Vriksha. Now there are Khanda Shira Shara. So again, varieties of sweets are made in the different shapes. Now here they are saying Vriksha in a tree shape or in some flower shape or some fruit shape. So different kinds of sweets are also being made by Srimati Radharani. And where she made? Ghara Kari. She made it at home and for to everyone to honor, she brought it there. And that's what being served by all the maid servants, all the gopis. At home, Srimati Radharani had made various types of sweetmeats from milk and sugar, such as Ganga Jal, Amrita Keli, Piyusha Granthi, Karpura Keli, Sharapuri, Amriti, Padmachini, and Khanda Shira Sara Vriksha. She had then brought them all to for Krishna. So now this is, you know, for us that we can make such kind of sweets, you know, for the pleasure of Mahaprabhu or for the pleasure of the divine couple. So we can make these sweets at home and we can try it out and how it comes. Text 107. Bhakshera pratipati dekhi Vishnu kaila mahasukhi Vashi kaila vanya bhoja Sangelana Sakhi Gana Radha Kaila Bhojana Gunda Kaila Mandira Shayana. So now what Mahaprabhu is saying? That Bhakshera Paripati Dekhi. After seeing that so many varieties of eatables and properly arranged, Krishna Haila Manasukhi. Krishna was so much satisfied. Now just by seeing, you know, just by seeing all those eatables so nicely and properly arranged, Krishna was satisfied. That's why it says, maybe you all can hear. Thank you so much. So that's why it is said that when we place food item in front of anybody, you know, in Hindi we say, pehle aankhe khati hain, phir hum taste karte hain, right? So first the eyes eat. How the eyes eat? While seeing the varieties of fruits, but if they are nicely arranged, the eyes feel happy. They feel satisfied. And through our eyes, we get tempted to eat. If it is not nicely arranged properly and, you know, haphazardly or randomly everything is put, we don't get so much of temptation to eat. You just imagine a well-decorated pizza, you know, especially in our, we have a Jagannath kitchen. They post varieties of cakes and pizzas and varieties of food items. Just by seeing them, you get tempted to eat, to get tempted to honor, right? So this is how even Krishna, as soon as he saw these beautiful arrangements, so beautifully made, Krishna Haila Manasukhi, just by seeing them, Krishna was feeling so happy. Vashi Kalak Vanaya Bhojana. And then they all had, they sat down and they all honored that bhoga. Sangelana Sakhi Gana Radha Krishna Kaila Bhojana Duhi Kaila Mandira Shayana. And as soon as they ate, after eating, they all lay down and they wanted to rest. When Krishna saw the nice arrangement of food, he happily sat down and had a forest picnic. Then after Srimati Radharani and her gopi friends partook the remnants. They took the remnants and then Radha and Krishna lay down together in the jeweled house. I'll just go quickly with the translation. Then some of the gopis, they fanned Radha and Krishna. So because when they were lying down, they want to take rest. So they took up the service to give them pleasure. They fanned, some of them fanned them, some of them massaged their lotus feet. Some of them fed them some betel nuts, some betel leaves to chew. So when Radha and Krishna, they were fast asleep, they fell asleep. All the gopis also lay down and they all take rest. Then Mahaprabhu is saying that when I saw this, my mind was very happy because Mahaprabhu was in his internal consciousness, was in Vrindavan, and he is the one who is seeing all these things happening in front of his eyes. And he is the one now who has come into his partial external consciousness and is narrating everything to Sarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramananda and all the others who are assembled. And then Mahaprabhu is lamenting now. What he's saying, Hena Kale Muradhari, Mahakola Halakari, Tumi Shaba Ihalana Aila, Kaha Yamna Vrindavana, Kaha Krishna Gopi Gana, Sei Sukha Bhanga Karaila. Mahaprabhu is now lamenting, Hena Kale Muradhari. And you know, as soon, Mahakola Halakari, you all started shouting in that high, you know, pitch sound of, you know, Maha Mantra. You were making that tumultuous sound that I have to come back to my external consciousness. And you picked me from Vrindavan and brought me here. Why you all did it? And then Mahaprabhu is literally lamenting. You know, Kaha Yamuna, now where is River Yamuna? Where is Vrindavan? Where is Krishna? Where is all those gopis? Say Sukha Bhanga Karila, you have literally broken the happy dream I was seeing. You have broken that dream. You have Bhanga Karila, you have broken that dream. And Mahaprabhu was not happy.
Ekata Kaita Prabhu Kevala Bhaya Haila Sarupa Gosani Dekhi Tahara Puchila.
Speaking in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then fully returned to his external consciousness. So till now, Mahaprabhu was in partial external consciousness, but now Mahaprabhu came back to his fully external consciousness. And seeing Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramananda Rai in front of him, now he started questioning him.
इहां के है तुम्हारा अमरे लाना आइला स्वरूप गोसाई तबे कही तलागीला
दैट व्हाई हैव यू ब्रॉट मी हियर ओ स्वरूप दामोदर गोस्वामी व्हाई हैव यू ब्रॉट मी हियर आई वाज हैप्पी देयर इन वृंदावन विद राधा एंड कृष्णा विद ऑल द मेड सर्वेंट्स विद ऑल द गोपीज एंड आई वाज लिटरली पार्टिसिपेटिंग इन दैट लीला एंड व्हाई हैव यू ब्रॉट मी हियर. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami answered that he said, Oh Lord, you mistook that sea for the Yamuna River. You jumped into it and you have been carried this far by the waves of the sea. So remember that how Mahaprabhu, he just mistook that sea, that Jagannath Puri, and he thought that it's Yamuna and he just jumped into it. And all the waves, and he was unconscious totally because now his consciousness was in Vrindavan. So he was unconscious. So he was being carried away by the waves. So this Swarup Damodar Goswami is saying that you have been carried this far. So remember how he was being carried in the previous verse. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions that he was basically carried 19 miles away by the waves of the sea. 19 miles away to the Konark temple where the fisherman caught Mahaprabhu in his net. So Swarup Damodar Goswami is saying that you have been carried this far by the waves of the sea. So you are basically not in Jagannath Puri anymore. You have come out from Puri and you have been 19 miles away from Puri. This fisherman has caught you in his net and rescued you from the water. Then because of your touch, he is now mad with ecstatic love of Krishna.
Throughout the night, we all walked about in search of you. And after hearing from this fisherman, we came here and found you. So Sarup Damodar Goswami is saying that throughout the night, because we were in anxiety that where have you gone? And you were nowhere to see. Because normally Mahaprabhu will be seen during the, in the near the Simhadwara in that cowshed area or that sand dune, that Chataka Parvat. So he would be just nearby or maybe in the garden of Jagannath. Where he'll just feel that, oh, this is Vrindavan. So he would always be found nearby Jagannath Puri. But this time Mahaprabhu was found nowhere. So definitely the anxiety level grew in all the hearts of the devotees. And they said that throughout the night we were walking and we were searching for you. But after when we saw this fisherman who was telling that I've been haunted by a ghost, we came here and then we found you. तुमी मूर्छा छले वृंदावन देखा क्रीड़ा तुम्हारा मूर्छा देखी सबे मन पाई पीड़ा After found finding you, you know, after seeing you apparently unconscious, you were witnessing the pastimes of Vrindavan, definitely because you were in your internal consciousness. But not seeing you conscious, our anxiety level arose. And that's why we were thinking now what to do. And that's why we were making that tumultuous sound. So Sarup Damodar Goswami is justifying because Mahaprabhu was not happy, saying, why are you making that kolahal and you brought me back here? So Sarup Damodar Goswami is saying, because you were not in your external consciousness. So our anxiety level arose. So that's why to bring you back, we have to, you know, sing. So, but when we saw you unconscious, we suffered great agony in our minds because they were thinking whether Mahaprabhu is still alive or he has left his body. You know, that kind of feeling was there in their heart. And then when we chanted the holy name of Krishna, we were like, we literally chanted and then you came back to your semi-consciousness. And when you came back to your semi-consciousness, we have all been hearing you speak like a madman. So you were just speaking some incoherent ways because Mahaprabhu was, the way Mahaprabhu narrated all the water sports pastimes and the Rasa Leela pastimes and now this Bhojana pastimes, what Mahaprabhu was narrating. So they were saying that now we are hearing all those talks that you have been speaking, you have been seeing in your internal consciousness, whatever you are seeing, we all heard it because now Mahaprabhu is back to his external, fully external consciousness, right? So they are saying that you were speaking like a madman. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, obviously I'll be speaking. Why? Because in my dream, I went to Vrindavan. So when I went to Vrindavan, I saw Krishna performing his Rasa dance with the gopis. And after sporting in the water, when Krishna enjoyed a picnic, I can understand that after seeing this, I must have certainly talked like a madman because Mahaprabhu saw those esoteric pastimes. So definitely Mahaprabhu is saying, because I was in Vrindavan, because I was with Radha and Krishna, with all the gopis and manjaris, with all the maid servants, that's when I saw those pastimes. So definitely, you know, I'm pretty sure that whatever I've been talking was just like a talks of a madman. So yes, because I was in Vrindavan. Thereafter, Sarup Damodar Goswami had Lord Chaitanya bathe in the sea because now Mahaprabhu is back to his external consciousness, his total external consciousness. And then he very happily brought him back home, back to Jagannath Puri, back to Gambhira. Then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Heta kahilo prabhura samudra bhatana. So now this Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is giving the Phalashruti that whosoever will hear this pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu falling into the sea and being rescued by the fisherman, anyone who listens to this pastime will certainly attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whosoever will hear this pastime with faith, with full conviction, with love and devotion, will definitely get the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, this is not just some vague blessings that is being given by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who is a Kasturi Manjari in his spiritual world, he himself is giving this benediction. So whenever we hear such phalashrutis, we should not think, oh, this is just for the sake of saying. That kind of mood, that kind of doubt should not come in our hearts. If Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, who is none other than Kasturi Manjari, then we should think that, you know, yes, it's just now the matter of our faith, that with how much faith and conviction are we reading or are we hearing this Chaitanya Charitamrita. If we really want these phalashrutis to come true, which will come true, definitely we'll get. But it's just the matter of our faith. Like just Prabhupada always says, right, that this prediction, but Mahaprabhu says that my holy name will be spread in every town and village. So these are the words of Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu's words cannot go in vain. Now, it's up to us whether we want to participate in that mission or not. We should not think that if I don't participate, then Mahaprabhu's mission will not be completed. These are the words, these are the predictions of Mahaprabhu. And he is the Supreme Lord himself. So what he said will definitely become true. Right, so he will make all kinds of arrangements. But if we get any opportunity in participating in that mission, we should feel blessed. We are just the nimit matram. We are just the instrument. And that too, it's up to us. That choice, that desire is within us, whether we want to participate in that instrument or we don't want to participate in that instrument. The predictions will definitely come true. Similarly, if now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, a pure devotee, a pure associate of the Supreme Lord, when he is giving phalashruti, definitely is going to come true. Now it's up to us that how, with how much faith, love and devotion, with how much conviction we hear these pastimes. So it will definitely come true. We'll certainly attain, right? The shorter suite of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then the last verse, the most celebrated verse of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, with which he ends every chapter. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishnadasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa and Shri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antyalila, chapter 18, describing Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's falling into the sea. So with this, we have ended the 18th chapter, and tomorrow we'll start with the 19th chapter of Antyalila. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.
Jai. Jukti Das Nuri Mataji ki jai.
Nice. Thank you everyone for so beautifully participating.
That was such a fun class. I was just visualizing tutti frutti trees. Yeah. The different colored fruits and the dried fruits and the nuts, everything like that. It'd just be, you know, beautiful.
That's a simple class, but, you know, so much to learn. So much to learn from every verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah. Thank you, Paneshwari Mataji.
Hare Krishna Kriti Dasundari Mataji. It was such a beautiful interactive class. Thank you so much. And it was a grand closing. I thought such a happy closing of this chapter. Thank you so much, Mataji, especially the importance of Phalashruti given by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. You brought a different dimension to it, I thought. I never thought of it in that angle, that here is a Manjari who's giving you the Phalashruti and it has to be taken in utmost integrity, meaning like understanding the importance of it. So thank you so much for that as well. I mean, it really adds value to the entire chapter.
Thank you, Preeti Mataji. I don't know whether I was able to do justice or not, because it was such a short notice for me. But I thought these verses are simple and, you know, as you said, it's happy, happy ending. Even I was feeling the same, because till now we all been reading those Vilap and, you know, Radharani is crying and Mahaprabhu is feeling that separation. But now, you know, seeing all this, it's so happy, happy ending.
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisance.
Thank you for your participation. You are from Bengal. Thank you so much for your participation.
Couldn't do much, but yeah, anyway, thank you, Mataji. It was a fun class. And the time when Mahaprabhu was told that, you know, he was unconscious, so everybody was worried. It made me think of Ramchandra Kaviraj and Narottam Das Thakur when they, you remember the past time where, of course you do, you know, Narottam Das Thakur went to find Radharani's nose pin, and he was not into his external consciousness, and then they made Kaviraj, you know, Ramchandra to sit next to him and go into the, and then they both were not in external consciousness. Yeah, that's what I was reminded of when you said, yeah, externally who are seeing that they're not in their consciousness, they're so worried. So they might be internally enjoying, but others are suffering externally.
Yeah,
so
others are suffering. Very true. External. Thank you. Thank you that relating that past time. Yeah. Yeah, both of them, they went, and then both of them were lost. Such a beautiful past time.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mataji. It was a happy ending, and it gives me a hope, you know. Two things that, one thing you said, that if we trust that we will get the mercy of Mahaprabhu, we will get the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So beautiful. And the second thing you said, it is a happy ending. I wish for all of us, and you know, whoever in this movement of Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada, that our ending is also happy like that. And,
of course,
you know,
of course, it will be. You know, no matter how many tribulations, problems comes in our life, but we know it will be a happy ending. We should have that conviction in the process. We should have that faith in our Guru Vargas and Prabhupada that ending will be good. All is well that is end well. No matter how much we suffer, and you know, our sadhana may go up and down, but rest assured that everything will, Krishna will take care.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam. Thank you. Okay, I'm pretty sure today was a normal class, so there would have not been any questions. Karunika Gupta, class ended very soon. It's already 12, Mataji. Thank you. Thank you for your participation. Okay. Anything else?
Hare Krishna, Chikirtida Sumri Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Arvinda Gopika Mataji. Why you were silent today?
Mataji, there is too much pain in the teeth, so today we are going to hospital. Mataji, koti koti dandavat pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Please accept my humble obeisances. Mataji, we hear this pastime from H.H. Jaipataka Maharaj when they came in a Bhaktivedanta hospital. So, that Bilva Phala, Mataji, Lord Shiva, there is a three pattis offered to Lord Shiva, mini patra, that Bilva Phala, we cannot, the devotee cannot eat, but it is used for the medicine of kidney patient. So there is a very nice Bilva Phala, and Jaipataka Maharaj is explained so nicely, and because in a dham, Mataji, exactly like that, you take us in a Shidam Vrindavan dham, and there is a Vrajraj and Srimati Shichi Radharani and Lord Krishna and all the gopis and gwalas, and Mataji, the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji is from 19 feet, enter in Shichi Jamuna Maharani, and that bow and mood of Shichi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Srimati Shichi Radharani's mood, that they jump from 19 feet to Shichi Jamuna Maharani, and all the Leelas, Mataji, you repeat so nicely, seeing all the verses so nicely. It's very nice. Today, Mataji, you make my day. Not only me, all Matajis are enjoying the pastime.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, I have a doubt from Mataji. Bale fruit, we cannot eat brain fruit?
No, we can. Actually, we can, because bale fruit is very good during the summer season.
Yeah.
So the juice, you know, normally we take when, especially...
Yeah, we make a sharbat with milk and...
It's very hot in Vrindavan.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's very soothing and very cooling.
Yeah. We can take, right, as devotees? We can offer, right? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Thank you, Mataji.
Please forgive me, Mataji, that I don't know. But yeah,
no worries. Maybe, you know, Maharaj would have said something else. And
Mataji, yes, must have been bay leaves.
Yeah, bay leaves.
Leaves you cannot eat. Like tulsi patra, how can you know consume tulsi patra? We cannot consume.
We cannot consume. The
leaves. He might have meant that.
Mm, you're right, Parima Mataji. We should not consume.
Yes.
Bay leaves, but. Yeah, thank you. Okay, so anything else, or we can?
The wonderful class, Mataji. It was a very, very nectarian and a yummy, delicious class. You should. I mean, these pastimes were very nice, and it just conjures up in front of your eyes that you know you see all those wonderful beads. So it was a very nice class, Mataji. Thank you so much for taking it up at the last moment. I mean, Krishna really bless you for your services. You are such a wonderful Mataji.
Thank
Hare Krishna.
Thanks, Parima Mataji. And yes, I could really imagine, you know, and so much to learn, right? That sometimes, you know, we also just, I just cut the fruits, plate in, like keep it in the plate and, you know, just offer it. So much to learn that we should offer it neatly, properly arranged.
Mataji, I just
happened to see the Chidadai festival pictures of, I think, ISKCON Atlanta, and I was so impressed. My goodness.
Even we celebrated. I've also posted on Facebook.
Oh, okay. I definitely.
Yeah. Nicely arranged.
Yeah, I know. It's an artwork. You know, I want to learn.
Yeah, it's an
honor. Yeah, thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much.
It's one of my favorite festivals, Chidadai.
Yeah.
Yes, Anuradha Mataji.
Yeah, Mataji, when you said that cutting about fruits and all, I was thinking my first service at Kalachandi's Bhoga was the fruit service in the afternoon. I mean, it was just last week because they are training me now sometimes. Wow. So that was the service I got, and then a four fruits and then things, and I was just reminding you were making me think of that, you know, it was so beautiful how Mataji is very particular about giving fruits. And one more thing I would like to share, Mataji, about while offering, when I do not take pictures, I would just, you know, put the dal, put the sabji, even if it is here, there. But when I take picture and I want to put it on Facebook, I'm very particular. So it's one day, I mean, maybe a year or so before, it struck me as I'm so mean when I have to, you know, to show off to people that then I take care, as I wipe that table, plate nicely and everything. But when nobody's seeing it, I just put it like that. From that day, whenever I'm not doing it nicely, I make myself, you know, remember that even if nobody is seeing us, Krishna is seeing us. Yes. So wipe the whatever dal, rice, whatever is around.
Krishna is seeing, yes. So we should, irrespective whether we put it on Facebook, we take pictures of it. But for Krishna, we should make it nicely in the right consciousness, and as well as serve it nicely. Both of things are very important.
Thank you.
Not with an agitated mind, but with a peaceful mind, with the right consciousness. Make it, and, you know, I have personally experienced, you know, whenever I make it with a peaceful mind, with keeping Krishna in the heart, and as, you know, my mentor said that when we put masala, especially in the large cookings, you don't have that, you know, idea that how much to put salt, how much to put turmeric, and, you know, and especially a person like me who just put it random with my hands. So now whenever he said that whenever you put it, just put it, like if I put salt, I'll put swaha, then the turmeric swaha, just say swaha. And believe me or not, you know, when the prasadam comes, everything is so perfect, so perfect. Mm.
I say Hare Krishna when I put salt.
Just make your the service of preparing food as a service, as a yajna, as a sacrifice. So Srimati Radharani, just remember her and just do swaha, 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 so everything.
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji, for sharing. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Chikitira Sundari Mataji, by your permission, I had one point that right conscious, you explained so nicely. Tan man dhan se, when we are going to buy grocery, Mataji, oh, I'm buying for Shishila Drupal, Shishi Jagannath. So that's what our mood. So it's and cooking time, right? Conscious that Mataji, you are sometimes we like become when we have to make a big cooking for our Bhakti Ruksha Mataji, the taste is more beautiful, more tasty, because we right conscious we cook and hearing Krishna Katha and cooking.
Yeah, that's very important. We should keep
it is better than our home prasadam, Mataji.
Mm-hmm.
Till we don't know the measurement.
Because we are keeping the Vaishnavas in mind.
Uh-huh. One side there is a Krishna Katha is going on, and one side we are.
That is very important. Thank you for bringing that point, that whenever we are cooking, cleaning, or doing something that doesn't require our active engagement, then yes, you know, we can side by side hear some lectures, some bhajans. It's very, very important. Yeah, thank you, Vrinda Gopika Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Kitida Sundari Mataji. Hari Bol, what a wonderful class, Mataji. As Parima Mataji said, it's very yummy, delicious class.
Just reading the poems and just reading the translations, Mataji. Kaviraj Goswami made it wonderful.
It's really, Mataji, it's very, very, we got to know so many fruits available and what fruits we can offer to Krishna and Radha Mataji. And once, it's a local story in our Texas, Mataji, not in Texas, especially in our, what we can say, yeah, Texas. It's a HEB we call, and we get lot of these seasonal fruits, Mataji. Mm-hmm. Once I went and I saw a lot of these summer fruits like nectarians, mangoes, honeydew, watermelons, then this is also in muskmelons.
Muskmelon, yeah.
Grapes. We get so many kinds of grapes, all grapes, oranges, grapefruits, so many fruits, Mataji. I was thinking we can offer these all fruits and we can stay throughout the entire night eating this all fruits, all kinds of fruits, Mataji. I remembered the same consciousness when you explain all these varieties of fruits are offered nicely clean and cut and offered to Krishna and Radha, Mataji. Very nice. And Mataji, I have one question. So while you are talking about the consciousness, it is easy, and we can hear, and we are studying also, we should have right consciousness, and to get the right consciousness, we listen to lectures or play some good music of Radha and Krishna, anything. Mm-hmm. But in practically, Mataji, if you are going through this kind of stressful situations or any unwanted situations, so if we are listening to this also, it's very hard for us to bring out of that and be immersed in Krishna Katha or in Krishna's pastimes. So how to make us very strong, or how to make us consciousness pure and do our services with utmost sincerity and purity, Mataji? Practically, sometimes it won't be that much easy for us. Whenever we are listening, it's good, but when we are in stressful situations, or when we are passing through some kind of unwanted situations, it is not that much easy. So how to really stick on to this consciousness that Krishna is there, Guru is there, they will take care of this.
Thank you, Mataji, for this wonderful question, but you are asking to a wrong person, because sometimes I do get bewildered with something that is not happening conducive to as per my desire in my life. But out of my experience, or out of what I've heard, or of course what I've experienced, I'll just share that whenever our mind is not in the right consciousness, whenever it is agitated, whenever we feel that, okay, this thing is not going good in my life, and we have some turbulations in our mind, it's hard when you focus on your lecture. It's really hard. So the best time is to read. At that time, you should read. Because when you read, you have to, you know, focus with all your mind, your eyes, your senses, everything will be engaged. So that's what my practice is. Whenever I feel agitated, I don't hear any lecture, because hearing, it's okay that our ears hear, but our mind get wanders. You know, that's the tendency of our mind. Even in 1 hour class, it's very difficult to get focus 100%, right? So mind do get here and there. So that's why it said when you are cooking or when you are cleaning, at that time you can hear, because actively you are engaged in service, but subtle ways that some Krishna katha is going in your mind. Maybe not 100%, but at least something will go, right? So this is what, you know, the hearing thing is. But when we are really disturbed and we are not in a good mood, make it a habit to take any of Prabhupada's books. Randomly, you can pick any of the Bhagavatam. Start reading. Trust me, you'll get your answers. Your mind will be very, very peaceful when you read. Read it, because when we read it, our mind has to be into it. Otherwise, we'll go blank. We will not understand what we have read. Then reread it. So just make it a habit for reading. If you read it, then your mind will become really peaceful. And at the same time, you know, just cultivate this with forceful consciousness. Cultivate this, that whatever is happening for good. Krishna is my best friend. Krishna is my well-wisher. No matter whatever I have done in my past life, of course I'll be suffering the consequences of my karmas, but still now I have taken shelter of Gurudev. Now I have taken shelter of Srila Prabhupada. So Krishna will not let go all these things. So whatever is happening for good, and whatever will happen for good. This thing, you know, just consciously, forcefully embed in yourselves. You know, this is very, very important. Because when it is embedded in your consciousness that whatever is happening for good, or whatever will happen for good, then we'll have no grudge against Krishna. Then we'll not have any grudge towards our own selves also. That, okay, why this is happening to me only? Why I am the one? You know, that why question goes away. Because then you know that, okay, whatever is happening, maybe because of my karmas, the consequence of my karma, but Krishna is there. Krishna is there to protect me. Krishna is there who is having that bigger picture. I am not able to see that bigger picture, but Krishna knows best for me. So just keep this in mind. But after keeping this mind also, if sometimes the mind gets agitated, or sometimes we are not in a good mood, sometimes we feel depressed, just pick up any book. Just see, you know, in my house, you know, every room will have Prabhupada books, random Prabhupada books. Every room will have. So that wherever I am, you know, my Prabhu doesn't like it. He said that you keep all the books scattered in all the homes. It means in all the rooms. That's not good, but that's what my nature is. You know, wherever I go, I just, you know, whenever I feel, if I'm sitting in this room or that room or kitchen or wherever, I should have access to Prabhupada books. I'm not an internet kind of a lady. We'll just browse some Bhagavatam verses and read. No, I'm a book person. So just take that book, start reading, randomly open the chapter, randomly open any page and start reading, and you'll feel the difference. That's what, you know, I feel.
Yeah, yes, Mataji, what you said, I did like, whenever I was in an agitated mood or in a stress mood, I pick especially Bhagavad Gita and randomly open some page and I read it. But maybe because I'm in more stressful situation, I could not get the essence of what Krishna is saying. Mm-hmm. Because I'm feeling so much pressure, I'm not able to understand while reading also what is the answer to my situation or condition. So I did 2 or 3 times, but maybe I felt more pressure. I could not get the answer. Yeah, but I tried experiment, Mataji.
In that case, you know, sometimes I do feel, you know, some things that really bother me sometimes in temple or sometimes at home, some things really bother me which I cannot take it out. Just consult it through your mentors or your counselors. Just consult with them, whom you feel you can get the right answer. Consult with them, get rid of it, you know, because sometimes you have to get rid of it. Otherwise, it will keep bothering you.
Yeah, yes.
You have to get rid of it. So I also, you know, just went out through to my counselor, or just share with them, or just tell them that this is what I'm going through. You know, I really need an answer for this. Otherwise, it's not helping me in my spiritual life. Just tell them and you will get the answer, and you will at least get some kind of solace or some strength to bear that. Yeah, sometimes it does happen that even after reading books, the mind is not settled down, is not peaceful. Then just share it with somebody. But in confidence.
Yes, yes, Mataji. Correct, correct. Yeah. It helps a lot, Mataji. Whatever you give your tips, yeah. Mataji, that's true.
Yeah, because we are conditioned souls, you know. Though we are practicing, we are sadhakas, but we cannot expect the transformation to happen in a day. You know, it will.
Yeah, yes, correct, Mataji.
Maybe the lifetime is also not enough. So we should still consider that we are still at the beginning stage of Krishna consciousness, no matter it may be 20 years, 30 years and 40 years. But still we should think that we are in the beginning stage, and still we are in this conditioned life and things do bother us. Why not accept it? Why not be, why just be hypocrite and say, oh, no, Krishna will take care. No, sometimes things do bother us. So just deal with the same thing, you know. Read books, listen to lectures, nothing helps. Discuss with your mentors, discuss with your friends and confidential whom you feel comfortable with. Just get rid of all that, you know. That's what Prabhupada family is, right?
Yes, 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 Mataji. True, true, very true.
Mataji, with your permission, can I ask you something to that, Mataji? I mean, or rather.
Please go ahead and ask.
Mataji, I mean, one thing that helps me is crying out, Mataji. Even if I cannot cry for the separation from Krishna, but I can definitely cry for my pain, Mataji. Yesterday, that something happened like that to me, and I was crying to Radha Kalachandji. Though the pain did not go, it's still there. But it feels so good. It feels, you know, I feel Krishna most close to me, and I think that's why Kunti Maharani said, give me distress. But I do not ask for distress because I'm not at that level or any level. But when I cry, Mataji, even I cannot read books and even lecture I put, I'm on my earpods all the time. If anybody sees me, I'm with my earpods. But at least that time, I feel most relieved when I cry. I cry to Srila Prabhupada, I cry to Krishna. Even when I'm not in the temple, I'm cooking and I say, Krishna, I mean, you know, this is what material, I give Krishna's philosophy that, you know, this is what material world is supposed to be. This is how my son is meant to be. This is how my Prabhu is supposed to behave with me. What else do I expect from them? I know it's on recording and I'm being personal. And this gives me so much of solace, Mataji, you know. I feel I'm still sane and I'm not misbehaving with others and I'm not bringing it to others. And, you know, because others I cannot rectify, I may not go back and correct myself for my behavior. And inside I keep telling, and, you know, I'm like, I'm in kind of a meditation on that time with my tears, and in my heart I'm calling out to Krishna. Maybe to me it looks intense, maybe to, you know, actual serious devotees it is like a play for them, but for me it gives me so much solace that, you know, I'm washing my pots and I'm calling out Krishna, see, this is what this person said, do you think this is how I felt? And, you know, I'm like continuously talking with myself and Krishna, and yeah, this gives me so much of peace, Mataji. That's what I don't know if it is a sahajya or what it is, but it gives me.
Of course not, Mataji. Everybody has their own personal relationship with Krishna. So personal, when we are in person with Krishna, you know, when nobody is around, it's okay. We can cry, we can fight, we can say anything. But yeah, make sure it has
not to be done
in public. Because
yeah, no, definitely no. I am conscious of it. And then I also get to, you know, that time, all the pastimes of Radharani crying for Krishna. And then I tell Krishna, why would you care for my tears? You did not care for Radharani. I mean, she is a pure devotee. I am not. So all this emotion, it comes, even during sometimes japa, it comes the best, not for from Krishna's, what do you say, not for separation, but definitely for my own pain, you know. I can, I know, still being so conditioned, what would I understand others' pain? But I understand my pain, so that's why I take the opportunity to cry out. And I,
I mean, crying out, crying is one of the way to vent out your things. But again, don't always cry also, because you know, as a parent, we know that, you know, we don't like crying child, always cribbing, always complaining.
Yeah, not always. Mostly I'm in gratitude, but once
when,
in a while.
When your heart is really filled with all these things, then yes, you can vent it out. There's no
When mana, buddhi, nothing, intelligence, ego, or mind, everything gets become one and I'm not able to understand and not control, that's the time. But
But always crying, we also that we don't trust Krishna or what. We're always thinking and complaining and we don't want to
become. I usually don't complain. I said, this gives me an opportunity to come back to you because it makes me realize how miserable the material world is. So that's how I feel. Thank you, Mataji.
It's good to cry out. Why not? If we'll not cry before Krishna, then whom are we going to cry out? He is our eternal father and mother, right? Radha and Krishna. There is no harm. Thank you. Thank you, Anuradha Mataji.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kitida Mataji and Anuradha Mataji. It gives hope and some tips to come out of the situation, Mataji, especially I'm in distress or agitated mood. Thank you so much again, Mataji, Kitida Mataji, for this year. Very wonderful interactive class, Mataji. So, devotees, if there are no more questions for Mataji, with Mataji's permission, we can end the call. Okay, Mataji.
Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mataji. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Krupa Sindhu Vyayamacham Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Namachari Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Har Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji Ki Jai Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Very good.